And here's our last word in business today.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log.
You hear the screaming in the background. A Hard Day's Night premiered at London's Pavilion Theatre on July 6, 1964.
The black and white film was a cheeky snapshot of the biggest band in history, the Beatles. In a documentary about the making of the film, director Richard Lester said some of the most famous scenes, the ones with girls screaming and chasing the Fab Four through city streets and train stations, were improvised.
I just thought, we've got a whole crowd of people, there's a lot of energy in here, and I shouted to the camera operator, give me the camera. He handed it to me, and I stuck it out the window as they approached the train running to get away from a real crowd, to get on to do their first day's shooting.
The film was shot, edited, and mixed in just 4 months. After previewing the final cut, studio executives wanted to redub it for American audiences. They worried that theatergoers would not understand the Beatles' thick British Liverpudlian accents.
Don't worry, son, we'll get you the best lawyer green stamps can buy.
Oh, it's a laugh a line with Lennon. Anyway, it's your fault.
Why me?
Why not you?
God, it's depressing in here, isn't it?
Oh, there is something there. Those accents couldn't stop Beatlemania. In fact, they improved upon it. Released just a month after the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, also 50 years ago, the film was a commercial and critical hit. It made more than $12 million in the initial release, not to mention a couple of Oscar nominations.
And over this past July 4th weekend, A Hard Day's Night was re-released in theaters as well as on DVD and Blu-ray. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.